So I was in charge of Fresh Kills Plant 1, 4 to 12 for 3 years from 1990 to 1993. That's at the time, you know, they were taking a lot of waste, 20,000, 25,000 in the beginning, and then to tape it off. This was after recycling, you know. But, I mean, during the course of supervisor and superintendent, I worked in every location. I worked at MTS's, Marine Transfer Stations. I worked at Edgemere Landfill. I've been at all the other landfills.
Where was Edgemere?
Edgemere's in Queens.
Okay.
That's in Queens. I worked there as a supervisor. I started I did the original compost project out at Edgemere. I was in charge of it when I was a supervisor.
Cool. So there was municipal composting?
Yeah, we did a test, a pilot composting out there with just front end loaders and all, and because of that, we opened up citywide composting.
Wow.
You know, so that, yeah, I started all of that. In 1993, I got promoted to deputy chief, which is a one-star position, and I was put down in the main office, and as a one-star, I was in charge of all operations within waste disposal, okay? And I worked as the one-star from 96, 3 to 96, 3 years. It's pretty simple. Everything was 3 years. So then in 96, I was promoted to chief, which is two-star, you know, a borough superintendent on the BCC side. But, and I stayed right in the same main office until 1999. In March, I was promoted a three-star, and stayed in the actual position I was in as a two-star. Because when I got promoted to two-star, the position they gave me was always a three-star chief in it. So they put me in there as a two-star, and 3 years later they made me a three-star and kept me in the same position. And 6 months after that, I was made four-star, which is director of the Bureau of Waste Disposal, which is the highest uniformed person in the department.
Okay.
So that kind of sums up what I did for the department.
All right. So when in your final position, what would your responsibilities have been?
As director, in 1999, I was promoted to director of Bureau of Waste Disposal. And at that time, we had Commissioner Farrell there. And in addition to waste disposal, they put the Bureau of Solid Waste Engineering under me. Now, Waste Disposal did all of the operations of the waste that was moving in the city. So, essentially what that was all the marine transfer stations, all the landfills, whatever landfills were open, incinerators, that was all under Waste Disposal. So, I was in charge of, you could picture it as, the Bureau of Cleaning and Collection, which was the other bureau in the department, they were responsible to pick up the refuse. Mm-hmm. Once they picked it up, then it was my responsibility to dispose of it, you know. And during that time, I set up all of the, it's called interim plan, the long-term plan of closing Fresh Kills. That was one of my responsibility. I mean, I closed kind of all the landfills, Edgemere and Fountain Avenue, and I was there for all of that. So,
can,
and
can
all
you tell
the
me,
incinerators.
Can you tell me about that? Like all of the landfills and incinerators that you had to close down?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a function. A lot of it was political. I mean, almost all of it was. Like Edgemere wasn't up to capacity, but they got the order to close it. So, and I think in 19, when was Edgemere closed? I think Edgemere was closed in 93 or 94, I guess. And, you know, I was ABS at the time, you know, or borough super, so I was charged with that responsibility. Fountain Avenue was in the 80s. I was over in the planning unit, so I was doing that. And at the same time, once you closed Fountain Avenue, you opened up what's called Victory Truck Fill, which was out in Fresh Kills, which was a truck fill to allow the trucks to go out and dispose of the waste, you know. They had Muldoon Truck Fill out there, and they also had Victory Truck Fill. Take the overflow of the Brooklyn trucks, you know, so that was all a planning function to get that done. In addition, as being director, I was in charge of the Bureau of Solid Waste Engineering. Solid Waste Engineering was, you know, for the closure of the landfill, all the engineering that was necessary to keep the landfill open, that was all under solid waste engineering. Like the cover material, the geotech membrane, if it came later, all of the contracts for all of that. Doing the drainage, the gas. I negotiated the concession agreement for the gas, the Getty Synthetic Fuel, and changed it and changed the actual concession agreement in 2003, I guess.
What is that? Can you tell me about that?
Concession agreement is we would collect the methane off of the landfill. And we would sell it to a concessionaire, which at the time was Getty Synthetic Fuel. And then they in turn would give us it's a negotiated concession with so much percentage of the profits would go back to the city. So at one point, Getty was saying that they were losing money or whatever with it. So I changed the whole concession agreement, and as it turned out, the city made a tremendous amount of money.
Wow. Yeah, was it?
They were getting like $1 million to $2 million a month.
Wow.
In profit.
How much gas were they?
Well, at that time, there was 14 million standard cubic feet a day.
Wow.
So, which could, in theory, it would heat probably at least 20,000 homes.
Wow.
You know, it was a lot of gas. There was different negotiations that went on that never paid off, with like VC paper to send the gas to VC and let them have a boiler to use the methane. But we could never come to terms. So, you know, but these are different projects I was involved in, you know, over the years, you know.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me, you mentioned earlier on, the Woodbridge consent order. Can you tell me about that, about what that entailed?
Woodbridge, well, back in, and I would say the critical years for the landfill was probably 87 to 90 was when you kind of saw the most change going on in the landfill. There's always change going on because, to me, I always describe waste disposal as dynamic, and it's mm-hmm. dynamic. I mean, even today, there's... I mean, I have a meeting in Albany and next month about the new Part 360, which is landfill, you know, Bible, and it's all changes to that. So there's always change going on in waste disposal, but as far as, you know, and looking back in retrospect, 87 to 90 were the big years for the New York City Department of Sanitation and in the way waste disposal was handled and disposed of and all. For instance, in 89 was recycling that appeared. Okay. Prior to recycling, the landfill was probably taking 26,000 tons a day, of which probably in the order, 10,000 was commercial, because at the time, and you know, we don't do it anymore, but at that time we accepted commercial refuse. You know, the city is broken down like New York City, the department only picks up residential.
Mm-hmm.
Then the commercial used to come into us. At that time, which was 87, 88, I think it was, the department chose to raise the prices per cubic yard of the waste coming in. And as a result, about 100 transfer stations opened up in the city
mm-hmm.
because the commercials didn't want to pay. It was overpriced, so they did it themselves, and they opened up. So essentially in 88, the 10,000 tons that went to Fresh Kills disappeared.